Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 44 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Looming Problem of Disunity. Corrie Ten Boom said, "Be united with other Christians. A wall with loose bricks is not good. The bricks must be cemented together." Dwight L. Moody said, "I have never yet known the Spirit of God to work where the Lord's people were divided." Our text today is Joshua 22, verses 7 through 9. "Now to the one half tribe of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given a possession in Bashan, but to the other half, Joshua had given a possession beside their brothers in the land west of the Jordan. And when Joshua sent them away to their homes and blessed them, he said to them, 'Go back to your tents with much wealth and with very much livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, and iron, and with much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers.' So the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh returned home, parting from the people of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, their own land of which they had possessed themselves by command of the Lord through Moses." God's word indicates division in the subtle but suggestive description of the half-tribe of Manasseh found in Joshua 22:7. David Howell, in the New American Commentary, states the unity Joshua was seeking in making these parting statements. The farewell blessing is interrupted in verse 7 by the author's parenthetical explanation of the unique situation of the tribe of Manasseh, which had two land portions, one on each side of the Jordan. Both Moses and Joshua are acknowledged as distributors of the land here. The insertion undoubtedly was for the purpose of stressing the unity of his tribe, which symbolized within its own tribal context the larger unity that was to characterize the entire nation. This unity was strained by the events narrated in the following verses. The tribe of Manasseh would be split in half, with one half living on two different sides of the Jordan River. One half of Manasseh would be living in the Promised Land, with another half living just outside the boundaries God had promised. Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh settled short of God's best because the land appealed to their fleshly desires. They had done their rightful duty in helping the rest of Israel obtain their possession in the Promised Land, but they did not desire to live there themselves. Many believers today are a lot like these tribes. Many Christians today pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, while still choosing to live outside the center of God's will for their lives. They choose comfort over commitment and are borderline Christians. This is a dangerous place to live. If you search Scripture, you will find very few references to these two and a half tribes after these accounts. They are mentioned briefly in the book of Judges, but you cannot find one mighty warrior or prophet of God who comes from these tribes. There are no biblical reports of any great victories won by this segment of the nation of Israel. There is not a single great event mentioned in the territory where they settled. Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh simply fade out of the biblical record. They lost their identity, and they missed their destiny. I don't want to live just beyond God's best for my life and fade away into the ways of this world. I don't want to live on the fringes of God's promises and miss the future that God has planned for me. Isolation leads to division, and division leads to disunity. It's a short step downward from disunity to disobedience. It's an even shorter slide from disobedience to defeat. And the final step in the downward spiral of separation is disaster. The problem with these particular tribes is the border of separation between them and the rest of God's people inside the Promised Land. The Jordan River separated them. God had provided a miracle so they could cross the Jordan at flood stage because he wanted a better life for them in the Promised Land. They backtracked across the Jordan River and chose division because they simply ignored God's will. This border of division would ultimately lead to their downfall. In 1740 BC, Assyria would attack these tribes. Because they were separated from the rest of Israel, they were easy targets. The Assyrians would defeat them and carry them away as captives. They would never return to their homes. Questions to consider. In what ways are you isolating yourself from God's people? Are there any pending signs of disunity from God or your faith family in your life? If so, what are they? In what ways are you settling for less than God's best in your spiritual journey? In other words, what borders are dividing you from living within God's promises? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your church. Show us how to live in unity with one another so we can enjoy the community that you intend for us, such that we can live out your word. In Christ's name, amen.